I'm just saying, there are vines everywhere. I mean, I can barely see you, and I'm sitting 6 inches from you.
It's a theme, Dave. Enjoy it. It's cool. It's L.A.
What is that, a cockatoo?
A cockatoo.
There's a cockatoo in the bar flying around. Now, come on. Admit that's a little much.
Jackson! Jackson, over here! Look, you got drinks for us.
Here we go. I have it on good authority that these are the exact cocktails that Gwyneth orders.
No way. Well, what are they?
Organic, maybe? Cheers.
Thanks so much for meeting us. I know you must be crazy busy.
Oh, my God. Kat, no, stop. I'm never too busy to see you ever in my life. It's been, what, 12 years?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man, and it is really good to see. I mean, you look, this is crazy.
I also think that it is crazy.
Hey, and this has got to be Dave, right?
Yeah.
Dave.
We met, yeah.
Anyway, I got to bounce after one Gwyneth because I got my job, like all kind of crazy stuff is happening. It's just, it's you know, reality TV is so...
Okay, well, speaking of, before you go, you have got to settle this argument for us.
Yeah.
So I make Dave watch a lot of these shows.
Hours, and he's Jackson. Just... She lives for this stuff. She made me watch all 6 seasons of Marriage Hunters.
Wow. Oh, I hope you guys skipped the 4th season.
We did not.
So, I got a question. All this reality stuff is scripted, right? Like that scene where Sam rode into the airport on that little horse. Like, there's no way that really
happened. Dude, that was all him, I swear. We're by the stable. It's 20 minutes until Clementine's flight, and Sam just goes for it with the horse.
Oh, and it was so sweet. They're still together, actually. I saw it on Instagram.
You are so gullible.
Well, I'm just saying that it's all got to feel real when you have the champagne and the lighting and the hot air balloon or whatever.
Dave, my guy, we gotta get her a hot air balloon, right?
That's funny because he hates heights.
I hate them. I hate heights. Yeah.
And he thinks all this is fake.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys might have the chance to find out.
What do you mean?
Okay, so we're supposed to be shooting this couple on a date tomorrow, right? Major romance, the whole nine, and our people backed out.
Are you serious? Are you lying?
Actually, tomorrow is kind of a taco truck I was interested in checking out. We talked about this.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Yeah, no, never mind. We have a taco truck thing, and it's...
Okay, but I'm just putting it out there. I think you would be stunning on TV.
Oh.
I mean, like, really stunning.
Shut up, I would not.
Are you kidding me? You've been a star your whole life. You were the star of our high school musical.
The Sound of Music? Stop it. That was 10 years ago.
Well, you look 10 times better now. I don't know how that works,
yes. Okay.
But I swear you are...
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, we'll do it.
Great.
Dave, you don't have to do this.
No big deal. It's just a couple cameras, right?
Who really believes reality shows anymore, right? But imagine being in the middle of one, where your entire sense of identity is defined by people who make reality television. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. Today's episode asks, can real love survive the Hollywood treatment?
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a 6th season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to Love in Hollywood.
Talon is out of hair and makeup, holding a set is being dressed upstairs.
Excuse me, do you know where I might find, like, a snack table or something?
Dave! Dave?
Oh my God, Kat? I didn't even recognize you. Is your hair longer?
Yeah, isn't it nuts? I don't even recognize me. And look at you. I mean, that jacket is...
So shiny, right? So shiny.
It's shiny and silver, but I bet it's cool, right?
I mean, they're the professionals, right?
Yeah. Your hair, though, is so...
Big?
Yeah, not in a great way.
I know. I'll be honest, I think they're trying to make me look stupid.
It doesn't matter, remember why?
No one has watched more of these trash shows than us.
So there's nothing they can throw at us that we have not seen a million times.
Hey, they're my stars. Wow, Kat, you look incredible. Love the hair.
Thanks, it's mostly not my hair.
I wanted to introduce you guys to Deandra, one of our producers. She's going to take great care of you.
Okay, supermodels. You guys are both gorgeous. You need anything at all? Bottle of water, coffee?
Oh, no, I'm good, thank you.
Iced coffee, green tea?
I'm actually kind of hungry, if I could grab like
Dave,
a sandwich.
Hey, buddy, hang on a second. We're going to grab you for a little camera test, all right?
Oh, okay, sure.
Hey, yeah. If we get a little volume on Dave's hair, that'd be awesome.
Okay, Kat, we are just holding while they finish lighting the restaurant. mind if we grab just a little intro footage with you?
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah. And I just stand right here.
That is absolutely perfect. And just look into the lens and introduce yourself.
Okay, hi. I'm Kat. I'm 32 years old and I'm from South Carolina. I'm sorry, is that good? I don't know what to say.
Sorry, please never be sorry. Okay. You are perfect. Yeah, just keep forgetting the camera's even here and talk to me like we're girlfriends, which honestly, I kind of already feel like we are.
Oh my God, well thank you. I was gonna say that too.
Okay, so tell me, who is more romantic, you or Dave?
Oh God, well, Dave is not romantic at all. I don't think he even knows where they sell flowers, but, oh, well, that's kind of mean, but it's true. he's practical and really sweet.
He does. He seems so sweet. I honestly, like, want you guys to marry me.
Oh, okay.
So what's Dave's biggest pet peeve?
Well, he's pretty easygoing. It's kind of hard to find one, but, okay, so he hates it when I talk during movies. Does that work? I am a talker.
Yeah. Oh my God. Me too. Oh, same. What's like Dave's most embarrassing moment? What would that be? Also, should we get drinks after this?
Oh, wow. Drinks sounds so fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. Well, he would seriously hate me for telling you this, but It's just so funny. He got arrested on spring break and there was a video that went viral at our college. It was really crazy. And Dave is actually like, really horrified by it.
That is hilarious. I'm obsessed with you both. Okay, last thing, just because I'm curious. What are you hoping to get out of today?
Gosh, I don't know. I never expected to be here. I guess I'm the person who watches these shows, you know? So I'm usually the woman on the couch, and today I get to be on the screen. I just want to enjoy it while it lasts. Is that stupid?
Oh, my God. You are delicious. I want to rip your entire body apart. I love you. Oh, oh, you're so wholesome. I'm getting romantic. I'm obsessed with the whole thing. Okay, copy that. We're ready for you on set, Kat. Last looks, everyone. Talon is walking to the roof.
Oh, my God.
Kat, there you are.
Hey. Wow. Your hair is...
Don't even try to be nice. I know. It's gigantic. I honestly wouldn't even care if they would just feed me something, anything. I'll take a piece of bread, toast,
okay,
anything.
Okay, real quick, before we start, I think I might have messed up with that producer woman. At one point, she was like,
Wait, what?
Oh, they're starting, I think.
How did you mess up?
Good evening, and welcome to what promises to be our most dramatic and romantic episode yet. Tonight, we join Kat.
I'm the person who watches these shows, you know, so I'm usually the woman on the couch, and today I get to be on the screen.
As she gets to experience
they
the romantic
just recorded me. I just
dreams.
Said that like a minute ago. Does that guy sound exactly like
Brock? Yeah, it sounds just like.
Joining Kat is her fiancé, Dave.
Yeah, Kat's fine. Not great. I'd give her maybe like 4 out of 10. Maybe 5 on a good day.
Dave.
Kat and
I told
Dave
them I play golf. They asked me if you play
epic
too.
Romance tonight. As they star in a love story ripped straight from the silver screen.
Okay, I may have accidentally told that Deandra lady about Daytona.
What? Kat, why? Please tell me you didn't mention that there's a video.
Okay, I really need you to not be mad at me right now. I promise it won't come up.
It's not gonna come up? Oh my God, Kat. These people are reality show producers. Their job is to bring up the worst stuff.
This show is supposed to be romantic, Dave. It's definitely not romantic to talk about what you did outside the tiki bar.
We don't need to say what I did with mics on.
Agreed. We should just change the subject because they're going to start filming soon.
Nope, we're rolling. You guys are doing great.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Let's have you guys make your way into the table, please. We are loving everything. You guys are both icons.
It's so beautiful up here, Dave. Look, those are the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm really sorry we got off to a bad start, but let's just try to have a good time now that we're up here, okay?
Oh, I'm having a good time. I'm having a great time. Look at me. I'm starving. My hair looks like early era Dolly Parton, and this godforsaken jacket is suffocating me.
Okay, well, we're being filmed right now, so why don't we just sit down and get you something to eat so that maybe you'll cheer up a little bit.
Fine.
Hi, I'm Otis from Props. I'm supposed to tell you that you can pretend to eat the food, but don't actually eat it.
Wait, we can't eat the food?
I mean, I guess you can do whatever you want, but per the release you sign, production is not responsible for anything that happens to your, you know, body.
Dave, I know you're annoyed, but please just be a good sport about this. Pretend to eat the chicken, and please,
I don't want to pretend to eat the chicken. I want to eat some fucking chicken. And I can't breathe in this anymore.
Oh, wow, that shirt under it is somehow worse.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's better. Sorry, I want this to be fun for you. I'm just... Oh, what the...
Oh, my God, Dave.
Okay, lovers, if we could have happy faces as the helicopter is landing.
Kat! No! Kat! I can't do this!
I know, but I can't do it by
myself! Hey, guys, could we look a little less panicked? We're about to go on a romantic helicopter ride over Beverly Hills.
I told the guy I hate heights! Come on!
I know, but I'm
sorry, Kat. This is too much. I'm out!
What? Dave, I can't hear you! Dave! Dave, wait! Dave!
Dave going?
Hey, you okay? Wow, I'm sorry Dave did that. You did not deserve that.
What a total disaster. I'm so sorry about him. I really thought he'd be a better sport than that.
No worries. Hey, guys. Guys, let's stop rolling, okay? Give us a minute.
Thank you. God, that was really embarrassing.
You have nothing to be embarrassed about. Never mind.
What?
Well... Look, I don't know if this is okay to say, but you were so incredible on screen.
Oh,
no, see, I wasn't even paying attention to Dave. I forgot he was there. Someone had to tell me who he was. You know what I mean? I couldn't take my eyes off of you.
Okay, well, that's really sweet, but I'm afraid I was right. We're not cut out for this. I am not Clementine.
Yes, and thank God. You're like 1,000 Clementines, Kat. This went all wrong. I wanted you to get your romantic moment. Maybe we should hop in that thing and go for a ride. I don't know. Is that...
Well, that would be fun, but I guess I should go find Dave.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'd planned the whole trip out myself, so I wanted you to start with a really good view of all the big Beverly Hills mansions. They are beautiful. And then I asked him to fly west down the coast so you could see the pier and all the rides. It reminds me of that boardwalk back home, you know? And then, if I were up there with you... I'm pouring you a glass of champagne, and you and I are cruising back over the hills just in time for you to see the sunset right up against the Hollywood sign.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of wish I could have seen you seeing all that. I know it's crazy, but let's do it.
What?
Let's go. Yeah. You and me, let's go up there. I want to give you the night that you deserve.
Jackson... I'm sorry. I need to go find Dave.
Okay, everybody. That's going to be a cut.
Wait, excuse me. You were filming all that?
Yes, honey. In reality show speak, saying we're not filming means we're definitely filming. The execs are loving this childhood crush thing, by the way. Great work. You want a seltzer?
Excuse me, how do I get out of the restaurant?
Walk that ways for a while, but this ain't a real restaurant. This is a soundstage, lady.
Whoops, Kat, there you are, queen. Let's go grab you a green juice. We aren't quite ready for you over there yet.
Oh, over there?
Okay, just hang back here for a second. They're about to roll.
What?
All right, good evening. I am Brock Sawyer coming to you from Los Angeles with our live studio audience. Tonight, our hearts ached as we watched Dave abandon Kat on the roof.
This is too much! I'm out!
But could her happy ending be with Jackson?
I wanted you to get your romantic moment.
The answer to that question and so many more when we come back and sit down with the woman herself, Kat.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment, but first, this episode of The Truth is sponsored by Wondery. Wondery's new true crime podcast, The Apology Line, begins with Alan Bridge posting flyers around New York City asking people to anonymously apologize for their crimes. Not to God, not to the police, but to his answering machine. And within hours, the calls started. People apologizing for stealing, infidelity, lying, and even murder.
Let's see, there's Henry. I killed Henry. He was a neighbor. He was a classmate of mine.
The apology line is chilling with incredible recordings. It's a well-told story that just keeps revealing surprise after surprise. Subscribe to The Apology Line on Apple Podcasts, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Wondery, feel the story.
Welcome back. Tonight, America watched Cat's world flipped upside down when a romantic dream date turned into a nightmare with her fiancé, Dave. I know, but Cat's tragic love story took a shocking turn when her childhood friend Jackson stepped out of his role as producer and made a play for her heart. Huh? Before we left, Cat was torn in two directions. She needs closure, and so does the country. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for, please welcome Cat.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Hi. Hi.
Hello. Welcome. Please have a seat. Have a seat, Cat. Now, Cat, tonight we have gone on an emotional roller coaster with you. You started the evening engaged on what you had hoped would be a night ripped from a fairy tale. Then we watched that fantasy become a horror show.
What?
Let's revisit Cat's journey with Dave.
Dave is not romantic at all. I don't think he even knows where they sell flowers.
And I can't breathe in this relationship anymore.
A cat could be great if she cared to improve. You know, if she'd let me teach her a few things, I could see her being like a 7, maybe even an 8.
He hates it when I talk.
And on top of everything, we learned tonight about Dave's wild past and criminal record.
He got arrested on spring break.
Freeze, scumbag!
And then, Dave's dramatic exit, leaving Kat devastated.
I'm sorry, Kat. This is too much. I'm out.
Of course, the greatest scandal tonight was Dave's jacket. As viewer HorseMama291 posted, quote, "We should have known Dave wasn't good enough for her as soon as we saw that shiny blazer. My eyes will take longer to recover than Kat's heart." Ouch.
Wait a second. In Dave's defense, he had no
Dave
idea.
Dave walked out on Kat, denying her the romantic TV ending she so wanted. Have we seen the last of him? Only time will tell. And that leads us to the other man battling for Kat's heart. Let's take a look back at Jackson.
I'm pouring you a glass of champagne, and you and I are cruising back over the hills just in time for you to see the sunset right up against the Hollywood sign.
That sounds really nice.
You're like 1,000 clementines, Kat.
Please welcome live in the studio, Kat's long-lost childhood sweetheart, Jackson. All right. Jackson, Kat, I mean, did either of you expect to wind up here tonight?
No, I honestly still don't really know what's happening.
Brock, I swear, no one was more surprised by any of this than me. But sometimes your heart starts talking and your brain's gotta listen. And I just went where it took me, even if that meant going on camera, which I swore I would never do.
That is the Lovebird telling us that our first audience poll has concluded. Let's find out which our audience found more awful, the fourth season of Marriage Hunters or Dave's jacket. Ooh, and it does not look good for Dave's jacket. Yikes.
Wait a second. I need to say something. This story is getting twisted. Dave is a really great fiancé.
In just a little while, viewers across the country will decide who deserves Kat's heart. Where's your head at right now, Kat?
Wait, what do you mean the country will be deciding who deserves Kat's heart?
Oh, the Lovebird is back to tell us what's trending. Lovebird, what have you got?
The number one trending hashtag in the country tonight is Whiny Dave!
I want to eat some f***ing chicken.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to check in with your votes. Will Kat end up with Jackson? Or Dave? And America is leaning toward Jackson!
Thank you, fans! I love you too! I love you!
Viewers, this love story continues to take us through one shocking turn after another.
No! And we stop! No more shocking turns. This stops now. This is my story, and you, all of you, are running away with it.
Kat, my eternal goddess, is there a problem?
Yeah. Deandra, I need all of this to stop.
I'm gonna run and grab you a Diet Coke. You're luminous.
Okay, it's my turn to talk, and I need to say something about Dave. No, stop that. Please, just cut that villain music. I want the other music. Okay, that's better. Listen, Dave isn't perfect, but he's a really good guy. And he's real, which is more than I can say for the rest of this. I am just like you. All of you. I'm the girl on the couch in South Carolina watching these shows. And Dave. My God, Dave is definitely not romantic helicopter ride guy, but who is? And I think that's actually the point. I thought real romance meant mountaintop hot tubs and making out on a yacht, but the guy who will sit next to you on the couch and not complain while you watch hours of garbage just like this? That is real romance.
Wow, our audience has clearly been moved by Kat's powerful words.
Thank you, audience. I hope
America,
you...
we are just minutes away from talking to Kat's mom, Pam, who always thought Jackson was a, quote, very nice boy. But first, let's take a look back at Kat and Jackson through the years.
Wait, what?
Kat and Jackson's love story started in kindergarten, where an affinity for Duck Duck Goose
Jackson,
would
stop
launch
this.
Their long
Didn't you hear what I just said?
Kat, you're a genius. Yes, we keep pushing the audience back and forth just like this.
No, I want this to end now.
I know the narrative changed, but Kat, I'm telling you, this could be the best TV I've ever made. Our storyline is testing off the charts.
Okay, stop the montage, stop the sappy music and the childhood photos.
Shh, Kat. Just get through this episode, and I think we're looking at a spinoff.
I believe the lady said, stop the montage.
Well, in a stunning twist, Kat's fiancé Dave has returned to the studio and, for some reason, is on horseback.
Wow, nice horse.
Thank you. It took me about an hour to find my way out of the soundstage before, and then I just couldn't find a cab. But I did find him. Want to get out of here?
Yes, please.
Just give me your hand. Sorry, I've never lifted someone up from the top of a horse before. Satisfying romantic ending?
Yes, I couldn't have imagined it better.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we watched the ups and downs of Kat's love life, culminating in...
So, did you have fun?
You know, believe it or not, I actually did.
Good! I thought you did.
Was I too much of an asshole? It felt a little heavy-handed to me.
No, are you kidding? It was exactly what we talked about.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I was pretty proud of my emotional storm off.
You did a classic storm off, babe. You know, they tried to pull a, we're not filming. But
we're actually filming? Give me a break. They're always filming.
I know. I don't know how I missed it.
I'll tell you something. You know my very favorite thing that you did?
Planting the Daytona story, obviously.
I love that video so much.
Your friends are going to laugh so hard.
They're going to love it. Oh.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Are you still hungry?
Yeah, you read my mind. You know, that taco truck is only 4 blocks away.
Do you think we can take the horse?
I'm pretty sure, according to the rules of reality TV, we own this horse now.
Oh, God. Dave, I still have my microphone on.
Ah, crap. Good call. Me too. Hold on. Let's just get these off and leave them.
God, if a horseback moment doesn't just always get to me. Tonight, we saw Kat ride into the sunset with the man who, thanks to the number one trending video on the internet, will be forever known to our viewers as Daytona Dave. I'm Brock Sawyer, and this has been Love in Hollywood.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Love in Hollywood was written by Megan Stein and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Rebecca Robles, Louis Kornfeld, Michael Cruz-Kane, Megan Stein, Chris Cafaro, and Daniel Hubbard. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Sophie Elkezian and Nicole Hill. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.